Chapter 4.
What a pity it is, Eleanor,
said Marianne,
that Edward knows nothing about drawing. Why do you think so?
Replied Eleanor.
Although he is not an artist himself, he enjoys others' work. I believe that if he ever learned to draw, he would have excellent skills.
Marianne was afraid of upsetting Eleanor, and so said no more.
I hope,
continued Eleanor,
that you know he does have many talents and excellent qualities. I know you must know. I believe you do, indeed, as I know you would never speak him if you did not respect his talents.
Marianne could say nothing. She did not wish to hurt her sister's feelings, but had to speak again.
I hope I have not upset you, Eleanor. I think Edward is friendly and good. I am pleased to hear such words about him,
replied Eleanor with a smile. Marianne was overjoyed to see her sister so easily pleased.
His sense and his goodness,
continued Eleanor,
are wonderful. And I understand that his artistic skills are limited, but I have observed him a great deal since his arrival at Norland, and I know he has many abilities. He is honest and tender, which only improves his character as a worthy gentleman. I know him well and care for him deeply. What do you say, Marianne? I shall very soon view him in the same manner you do. I shall love him as a brother very soon.
Eleanor was shocked to hear such words and regretted having had such a conversation with her sister. She cared for Edward a great deal and knew he cared for her as well. However, she knew that she and Edward were not close enough to think of marriage yet. She knew that once Marianne and her mother had a new idea, they would soon believe that to be true, and then expect such an event to happen. She tried to explain the real situation to her sister.
Although I care a great deal for Edward, and I believe he cares for me, we have never spoken of marriage. I believe he cares for me deeply, but you must remember, Marianne, he is not independently wealthy. We know nothing of his mother, but we have heard that she is very much like her unfeeling daughter, who is married to our brother. Both Edward's sister and mother wish him to be successful and marry a woman of fortune. If he wished to marry me, a woman with neither a great fortune nor high position in society, his mother and sister would surely oppose such a decision.
Marianne was astonished to discover how she and her mother had forgotten such considerations as Edward's mother and sister.
And you really have not spoken of marriage with him?
She asked.
Yet it certainly soon will happen, and now I will have more opportunities to see his wonderful talents. How delightful it would be if he learned how to draw.
Eleanor had given her real opinion to her sister. She could not consider that she and Edward would soon be married. She understood that Edward's mother was rather strict and forced him to follow her orders, which often did not please him. The longer Eleanor was with Edward, the more doubtful she felt that they would be married. At times she felt with great pain that there was only friendship between them. Edward's sister, as well, did not approve of his interest in Eleanor. She spoke with her mother-in-law about it, explaining that Edward was to have a high position in society and would only marry a wealthy, high-class woman, but of course would not marry for several years. Mrs. Dashwood, of course, became quite angry at hearing this and left the room immediately, swearing that she and her daughters would leave very soon, as her daughter should not have to bear hearing such opinions. Soon after this event, a letter was delivered to her, which explained of a small cottage for rent. The letter was from a distant relative of the Dashwoods, Sir John Middleton, the owner of the land. He explained that he knew she was in need of a home, and offered this cottage for a quite reasonable rent. He requested that Mrs. Dashwood and her daughters come for a visit to see the cottage and meet his family. Although Devonshire, where the cottage was quite far from Norland Park, the family decided to go for the visit, as they were quite tired of living with their brother's cold, unfeeling wife.